This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The character that Al-Islam established and Al-Islam encouraged every human, especially those who carry this religion, like all of us, the Muslims, to hold into this character and to practice this character in our life. Because as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-deenul mu'amala," religion is an interaction. The real basically impact of the religion will show when you interact with others, when you interact with your friends, with your family members, with your co-workers in the society, when you are the leader or you are a follower, when you are strong or when you are weak, how you will interact with others, that's what will show the real impact of the religion in your life. Brothers and sisters, there is so many verses in the Quran, so many ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, there is so, it is a very, talking about this character, and it is one of the clear character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the concept of forgiveness. The concept of forgiveness. Forgiveness, it is something that Islam encouraged so much and told us and gave us the glad tidings for those who are willing to forgive and to move on in their life, that there is a great reward for them. But unfortunately, it is something common in human beings that they like to hold into the negative fields. They will not forgive. They will not let go. They will hold grudge in their hearts. And they will always have these negative thoughts. They're not willing to let it go easily. And this is not how the Prophet ﷺ wants you to be. That's not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the teaching of Quran and Sunnah, wants you to be. He wants you to learn how to let it go. He wants you to learn how to forgive and to be able to move on in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us. And He said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. All mu'mins are, all believers are brothers and sisters. So what we need to do as a community to help one another when there is a conflict, when there is somebody has a problem with somebody else, to make islah, to reconciliate, to help them to forgive, to help them to move on in their life. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ, those who will have the patience. And sabr in Arabic language, it means habs. It means that you will hold yourself into a higher standard. That you will be able to hold yourself to a higher standard. That's why we say sabr, when there is calamity comes, you don't break down. You hold yourself into a higher standard. That you will basically show a strength and you will hold yourself together. And you will be able to move on. One of the beautiful meanings of the word as-sabr also in Islam, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah once mentioned, as-sabr is the ability, is your ability to adjust to the new situation. As-sabr, it's not just doing nothing and not showing frustration. No, a sabr that you will be able to have a positive attitude with the new situation that you are in. If it's a sickness, if you lost a loved one, if you lost a job, or something terrible happened to you, a sabr, it means that I will be able to hold myself in a higher standard. I will adjust to the new situation and deal with it in a positive manner. In a positive manner. Here the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who have this strength, which is a sabr, and they will be able to forgive. وَغَفَرْ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is one of the best qualities that you can ever possess as a human being. That you will have this ability. So forgiveness is one of the best character that you can have. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. If you forgive, that's closer to be among the muttaqeen. And we all know that at-taqwa is the highest level of iman. It is the highest level of iman, or one of the highest level that you can ever achieve. فَمَنْ عَفَى فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are willing to forgive, then they will change their attitude. They will change your behavior afterwards. Because it doesn't make sense to say, you know what, I forgive my brother, I forgive my in-laws, I forgive my spouse, I forgive my children, I forgive my parents, but you're still holding this bad attitude towards them. Maybe somebody have done wrong to you, and you said, I forgive him, but you still treat them bad, but you still treat them negative. That's not wa aslah. That maybe you forgive, in your heart, but you have to change even your attitude towards others. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The reward for such person belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is, if something belongs to Allah, that means the reward is something beyond your imaginations. It's something even way greater than to be described by words. It's like the siyam. The ajr of the siyam belongs to Allah. He never told us what exactly the ajr is, because it's so great. It is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this is the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has this mercy in his heart, that he is forgiver sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And first and foremost, it is the clearest quality of our Lord, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the forgiver. There's two things I want you to remember when we talk about the concept of forgiveness. That forgiveness, it goes to everyone. You don't only forgive your friends. You're also willing to forgive your enemies. Forgiveness is not only when you are in status of strength or weakness. In any status you are, you will be able to forgive. You will be able to forgive. Forgiveness is not for those that you like. It's those who you like and those you don't like. You agree and you disagree. Those you have interest in relationship with them in the future, and those who you have no interest in having any relationship with them in the future. Also remember that forgiveness is not one-time thing in your life. Oh, Sheikh, I forgive someone last year. That's it. No, it is not one-time thing. You know what? Your husband, your wife, your children, I forgave you so many times. No, forgiveness is an attitude. It's an ongoing process. It became an attitude that you're willing to forgive. And you're willing to forgive no matter how many times this will happen, and how many times you will be encountering with a situation that you need to forgive. How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? How many times you have done wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were willing to do that? How many times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hurt and treated bad by his enemy? And then in the end, he was willing to forgive them all, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told us that this is the quality of the inheritor of paradise. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Rush to the forgiveness of Allah. To the forgiveness of Allah. And وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. The width of this paradise is like the heavens and the earth. It's like the heavens and the earth. To whom this paradise belong? أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Who are al-muttaqeen? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who spend in the time of ease and the time of hardship. Those who spend for the sake of Allah in the time of ease and the time of hardship. And those who will hold their anger. They have a good self-control. You will not be able to forgive if you don't master this, the ability of self-control. You hold your anger. Then he said, not only they hold the grudge, they hold the anger, no, وَالْعَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, that they are also willing to forgive. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves the muhsineen. And again, al-ihsan, it is the highest level of iman. It is the highest level of iman, because you belong to al-muhsineen. You belong to those people who are willing not only to forgive, but also to give. To give. Yesterday, I was visiting Al-Huda school here in Massasaga. And they gave me a very nice sticker. And it says, I just saw it this morning. And maybe that's what inspired me to talk about this topic even today. And it changed my original topic I had in my mind. Which is, it says that Allah gives and forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and he forgives. But while human beings, they get and they forget. They get things, but they forget. It's the opposite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have this quality. Why Allah told us about his quality? Is not only take advantage for ourselves, no, but also as it became in the hadith, which is Hassan, that he said, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, that the person, when he look at the quality of his Lord, he should follow it, adopt it. part of believing in Him as a forgiving Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a forgiven servant of Allah, to be a forgiven person as well. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these words are nice, but when it put to test, it will show who's real and who's fake. The Sahaba heard this. One of them, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his own daughter, which is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is not only his daughter, it's a very unique situation. She is from one side his daughter, and from the other side she is his mother. She is the mother of the believer, Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda. She basically connected to him in two unique ways. Very dear to him as a daughter, and very respectful for a respectful woman to him, because she is the mother of the believers. And she's the wife of his best friend and his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people talk bad about her. A'udhu billah. As-siddiqatul mubarra. Relay some falsehood and information and accusation about her. One of them, a person, is named Misbah. This person, Abu Bakr, used to help him financially. When he heard that he said that about Aisha, he stopped. But when he heard the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُ الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَّعَ, those who Allah gave them money, gave them wealth, and you too, that they will give for the sake of Allah, أُولِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the relative and the poor people, وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْيَعْفُ وَالْيَصْفَحُ, they should forgive, and she basically forgive them. Abu Bakr rushed to Misbah and he gave him back the money that he used to give him every month. And he said, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, don't you want Allah to forgive you too? Then Abu Bakr said, yes, I would love for Allah to forgive me. And I'm willing to forgive this man who talked about Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, لا تباغضوا, لا تحاسدوا, لا تدابروا, لا تقاطعوا, وكونوا عبادا الله إخوانا. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه المسلم فوق ثلاث. Don't envy one another. Don't hate one another. Don't turn your back to one another. Don't basically disassociate yourself with your brothers and sisters, with your family members. Be brothers and sisters. Be a community of love. Be a community of cooperation. Be a community of one, look after one another and care about one another. That's the community that it deserves to be honored in the dunya and in the day of judgment. That's why, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that if you have something with your brother, let it settle today, so you will come with a free heart in the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you tremendously in the next life. And we can go on and on in so many ahadith and verses talking about forgiveness. But let me be just a little bit practical today. So basically, when we walk out of this khutbatul jumu'ah, we have some action items to take. Things that can help us to really adopt and to hold into this character. What's the benefit of forgiving? What you will gain from forgiving? Maybe that will help you to reconsider your position from so many people that you stole, you're still holding some grudge against them or negative thoughts about them. Number one, there is no doubt that forgiving, it will establish this goal, which is brotherhood and sisterhood between the society. Make the Muslim brothers and sisters. Because I'll tell you, if you think that you will have a friend or a family member or a spouse or a child or a co-worker who never makes mistakes, you are dreaming. You're looking for al-jannah to live in. On earth, everybody makes mistakes. And if we don't learn how to forgive one another, there is one, no one will be left for you. لا تأخذن بعثرة كل قوم ولكن قل هلم إلى الطريق فإنك إن تأخذ بعثرتهم يقل وتبقى وحدك في الطريق. Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, if you will basically count all the mistakes that people do and you're looking for someone free of mistakes and perfect person, you will be by yourself in this life. So in order for us to establish this goal, which is a goal of Islam, to have a brotherhood, ukhuwah, and sisterhood, and to be loving, to love one another, we need to learn to forgive, because forgiveness is the road to love. Number two, and this is very important to think about. Believe me, brothers and sisters, when you don't forgive someone, you are linked to that person or that condition with an emotion link, it's stronger than iron, than steel. You link to that person that you hate, that you don't like, that position, that incident. You are linked to it emotionally with a chain that is stronger than steel. The moment you forgive, the moment you break this chain, the moment you set yourself free. You know, the forgiver ones are free men and women. And those who don't forgive are prisoners, are imprisoned to their own negative emotions. Enough these negative emotions taking over your heart, taking over your thoughts. Let it go. Set yourself free. Walk out today from this masjid. If you have a grudge or you have bad feeling about someone, let it go and see how you feel that you have set your soul free. Set your heart free. No more linked to that incident or that person in a negative way. In a negative way. Forgiveness, it shows that you are a strong person. Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ. The strong one, not the one with the big muscles, not the one who control himself. The one who have a good self-control. You will be a strong person. Weak people cannot forgive. That's why they hide behind this negative emotion. A strong people have the ability to let it go. Number four. Forgiveness will give you honor and will raise your level not only in the akhirah but in the dunya. Any forgiving story, it is something honor, it's something you always think of, it's something an example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you think of the conquered of Mecca, you don't think of the tactic, you don't think of the military tactic that he had, the strong army that he had, the small fight where the Muslim crushed that resistance in no time. That's what not comes to your mind. The real honor, the real story, the real moral in the story of conquered Mecca, when he said to the people of Mecca, you are free, antum mutlaqa. You are free to go. You know the story, they said, what do you think I'm going to do to you? Then he forgave them. He let them go. That's what gave the Muslim and Islam that and raised it very high up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على إنفاذه ناداه الله يوم القيامة على رؤوس الأشهاد. A person who have so much frustration and anger against someone, and he or she can let that person have it. You know what he said? I'm going to let you have it. He can do that. He can release that anger, but he or she will control themselves. They will not let it go. Allah will call them in the day of judgment. In front of everyone, that's an honor. You raise your level when you learn how to forgive. When you learn how to forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who forgive one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who forgive one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, as we heard some of the benefits of learning how to forgive one another, also one of the benefits that it will let you to move on in your life. You do need always to look back to these bad experiences with a person or with an incident or in a town or with a job or anything. You do need to basically to stop your journey in this life. If you learn how to forgive, you will learn how to go very far. You will learn how to go very far. Because these bad thoughts, negative thoughts, it's always pulling you back. It's always pulling you back. And it always makes you imbalanced. You cannot balance your life. But if you want to balance your life, and you want to move on in your life, you learn how to keep moving. To keep moving. It's like bicycle. The only way to keep your balance is to keep moving. You cannot keep your balance when you stop. You cannot stop at one station, at one incident with your relationship with anyone because of that negative thought. Just let it go and move on in your life. In your life. So many people said, Sheikh, it is very hard for me to forgive. How can I forgive? Okay, I know it's great things, but how can I do it? How can I do it? How can I be a forgiver person? Number one. Learn how not to pick on people. Learn how to let things go. There are some people, mashallah, they nothing goes by unless he check every word, what his intention, did he meant this? Let things go. Don't be so picky when you deal with people, when you watch people. You know what? Don't let everything, every words, every incident go to you, deep into your heart. Put layers between people's actions, words, and your heart. Because if you let it go into your heart, it will be hard to let it out, to let it out. That's why Hatim al-Asam said, 9 al-ta'amul ma'an nas fi al-taghafur. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 in the best way to deal with people and not to pay much attention to their faults or their mistakes or their maybe silly comments. Let things go. Let things go. Also, always remember the virtues of forgiving. Like some of the ahadith that I told you earlier. You know what? Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, there is no one torture him like Abu Ishaq al-Mu'tasim, one of the caliphs al-Mu'tasim. But al-Mu'tasim, Imam Ahmad, while he's in jail, he used to say, Allahumma inni ghafartu. Oh Allah, I forgive him. I forgive the Khalif. Who's torturing me? A man came to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah upon his death. He was hiding his face. When he entered, he kissed Imam Ahmad's hand and he said, you remember me? He said, how can I forgive you? How can I forget you? You the one who used to hit me with the whip, with the salt. And he said, Ya Ahmed, before you die, please, please forgive me. He said, I have forgiven you in the same day you hit me. Then his son said, Ya father, what you say? قَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَضْرِبُهُ بِالصَّوْتِ لَوْ ضَرَبْتُ ظَهْرَ فِي لَقَسَمْتُ. Wallahi, I used to hit him with the whip. If I will hit the back of an elephant, I'll break the elephant's back. That's how I was so angry at this imam at one time in my life. But Imam Ahmed forgave him in the same day. I never went to bed with this negative feelings. He said, I forgave them for him in the same day. So his son said, what are you doing, father? Why would you do that? Then he said, didn't you hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Son, didn't you hear what Allah said? Let them forgive. Don't they want Allah to forgive them? I need Allah's forgiveness now more than any other time. 3. If you want to know how to forgive people, learn how to make dua for them. You mad at your spouse? Pray for them. You mad at your parents? Pray for them. You mad at your friends? Pray for them. You mad at your boss? Pray for them. You mad at your khatib today or your imam or whatever? Pray for them. Learn how to pray. Because when you make dua, you take that negative feelings away. Also, always have good faith in people. Don't be negative. Don't think negative about them. Have husn al-dhan. Only always try to find an excuse for others. One of the things, if you want to know how to be a forgiving person, to forgive people, don't ever condition your forgiveness on other people. Forgiveness, it is your own action. It's not his. And I mean by that, some people said, I'll forgive him if he changed. I'll forgive my husband if he changed. I'll forgive my wife if she changed. That's not forgive. If she changed, khalas, there's no point for you to forgive. It's too late. Don't condition your forgiving on somebody else. Forgiving, it is your own attitude. It is your own attitude. If you need to learn, don't be trapped into that shaitan's trap. Also, forgetting is a blessing. Not everybody can forget. But try not to remind yourself of those people's problems, or mistakes, or insults, or the bad thing that they did. Don't hold into it. Let's say you have a problem with your spouse, and you find your spouse cheating, for example. Don't hold into the emails, to the pictures, to the things that remind you of that. Don't hold into these memories. Try to forget it. Try to connect, to basically make a rapport between the person with a new positive thinking. Don't make that rapport between that person with the negative thinking. Change that. Connect that person to something better. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the talaq, when divorced, that's a negative thing. That hurts. He said, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget about the good things happened to you between both of you. Remember, don't make the last taste between you and your divorce and your ex is that nasty fight in the divorce if it ever happened. Connect you and her to something good happened to your life. Maybe the first month of your life. Make that report to something good and positive. One of the things that it will help you to be a forgiving person, open up to the person. If somebody hurt you, you tell them. And that will help you to forgive. Somebody sometimes says, Sheikh Ali, forgive, but he didn't get the point. No, go ahead and tell him, her, that you have done this and this really wasn't good. Open up. Don't feel, don't hold it. Don't swallow your basically your anger. No. Tell them in a nice way, express your feeling to the person, then after that, let it go. Let it go. Also, finally, let your pride and ego go. So many times this is an ego issue. I'm not forgiving somebody because it's an ego issue. You know what? Let your ego go. There is better things to gain than ego. There is the better thing you will gain in Jannah better than your basically a pride. Your a pride. So many people think that forgiveness is a weakness. But wallahi, it's not. As I said, forgiveness is a strength. It is a strength. Also, people confuse between forgiveness and hold people accountable for their action. So many people will not willing to forgive because they forgive. He's not accountability, Sheikh. Where is accountability? He should be held accountable. No, as I said, if somebody did something wrong, explain to him his mistakes, her mistakes. Then after that, you forgive. Then after that, you forgive. That's why even Allah's forgiveness, it is when tawbah, when change happened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naj'alna wa yakum min al-muffaqeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an taghfira lana dhunubana, wa an tarhamana, wa an ta'fu anna, wa an tastura uyubana, ya hayy ya qayyum. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى آت نفوسنا تقواها أنت وليها ومولاها لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين أنزل رحمتك وبركتك على أهل هذا المسجد وأهل هذا الجمع يا حي يا قيوم اجعلنا متحابين متعاونين متناصرين نافعين مباركين نحن وأولادنا وبناتنا وذرياتنا وأهلينا وقربتنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها أخص منهم عبادك في سوريا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أوقف الدماء اللهم أوقف الدماء اللهم أنزل الأمن والأمان على بلاد الشام يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعجل بفرجك اللهم عجل بفرجك اللهم عجل بفرجك اللهم عجل برحمة من عندك تحفظ بها دماء المستضعفين وتحمي بها الأطفال والنساء والشيوخ والمرضى يا حي يا قيوم اللهم هم عبادك اللهم هم عبادك اللهم هم عبادك فارحمهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام واجعل دائرة السوء على الظالمين المعتدين يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تحسن ختامنا وأن تغفر ذنوبنا وأن ترينا خيرا في أمورنا كلها يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصل اللهم على محمد وآله وصحبه وقوم للصلاة يرحمكم الله.
Straighten the line and come closer to one another. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده.
The ability to let it go. Number four, forgiveness will give you honor and will raise your level not only in the akhirah but in the dunya. Any forgiving story, it is something honor. It's something you always think of, it's something, an example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you think of the conquered of Mecca, you don't think of the tactic, you don't think of the military tactic that he had, the strong army that he had, the small fight where the Muslim crushed that resistance in no time. That's what not comes to your mind. The real honor, the real story, the real moral in the story of conquered Mecca, when he said to the people of Mecca, "You are free, antum tulaqa." You are free to go. You know the story. They said, "What do you think I'm going to do to you?" Then he forgave them. He let them go. That's what gave the Muslim and Islam that and raised it very high up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kadhama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala infadihi, nadahu Allah yawm al-qiyamati ala ru'us al-ashhad." A person who have so much frustration and anger against someone, and he or she can let that person have it. You know what he said? "I'm going to let you have it." He can do that. He can release that anger. But he or she will control themselves. They will not let it go. Allah will call them in the day of judgment in front of everyone. That's an honor. You raise your level when you learn how to forgive. When you learn how to forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who forgive one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who forgive one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, as we heard some of the benefits of learning how to forgive one another, also one of the benefits that it will let you to move on in your life. You do need always to look back to these bad experiences with a person or with an incident or in a town or with a job or anything. You do need to basically to stop your journey in this life. If you learn how to forgive, you will learn how to go very far. You will learn how to go very far. Because these bad thoughts, negative thoughts, it's always pulling you back. It's always pulling you back. And it always makes you imbalanced. You cannot balance your life. But if you want to balance your life and you want to move on in your life, you learn how to keep moving, to keep moving. It's like bicycle. The only way to keep your balance is to keep moving. You cannot keep your balance when you stop. You cannot stop at one station, at one incident with your relationship with anyone because of that negative thought. Just let it go and move on in your life, in your life. So many people said, "Sheikh, it is very hard for me to forgive. How can I forgive? Okay, I know it's great things, but how can I do it? How can I do it? How can I be a forgiver person?" Number one, learn how not to pick on people. Learn how to let things go. There are some people, mashallah, nothing goes by unless he check every word, what his intention, did he mean this? Let things go. Don't be so picky when you deal with people, when you watch people. You know what? Don't let everything, every words, every incident go to you, deep into your heart. Put layers between people's actions, words, and your heart. Because if you let it go into your heart, it will be hard to let it out, to let it out. That's why Hatim al-Asam said, "Tis'at a'shar al-ta'amul ma'an nas fil-taghafu." Yeah, and 9 out of 10 in the best way to deal with people and not to pay much attention to their faults or their mistakes or their maybe silly comments. Let things go. Let things go. Also, always remember the virtues of forgiving. Like some of the ahadith that I told you earlier. You know what? Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, there is no one torture him like Abu Ishaq al-Mu'tasim, one of the caliphs al-Mu'tasim. But al-Mu'tasim, Imam Ahmad, while he's in jail, he used to say, "Allahumma inni ghafartu." Oh Allah, I forgive him. I forgive the Khalif. Who's torturing me? A man came to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah upon his death. He was hiding his face. When he entered, he kissed Imam Ahmad's hand and he said, "You remember me?" He said, "How can I forgive you? How can I forget you? You the one who used to hit me with the whip, with the salt." And he said, "Ya Ahmed, before you die, please, please forgive me." He said, "I have forgiven you in the same day you hit me." Then his son said, "Ya father, what you say?" قَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَقُدْ كُنْتُ أَضْرِبُهُ بِالصَّوْتِ لَوْ ضَرَبْتُ ظَهْرَ فِي لَقَسَمْتُهُ. Wallahi, I used to hit him with the whip. If I will hit the back of an elephant, I'll break the elephant's back. That's how I was so angry at this imam at one time in my life. But then Imam Ahmed forgave him the same day. I never went to bed with this negative feelings. He said, I forgave them for him in the same day. So his son said, what are you doing, father? Why would you do that? Then he said, didn't you hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّنَا يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Son, didn't you hear what Allah said? Let them forgive. Don't they want Allah to forgive them? I need Allah's forgiveness now more than any other time. 3. If you want to know how to forgive people, learn how to make dua for them. You mad at your spouse? Pray for them. You mad at your parents? Pray for them. You mad at your friends? Pray for them. You mad at your boss? Pray for them. You mad at your khatib today or your imam or whatever? Pray for them. Learn how to pray. Because when you make dua, you take that negative feelings away. Also, always have good faith in people. Don't be negative. Don't think negative about them. Have husn al-dhan. Only always try to find an excuse for others. One of the things, if you want to know how to be a forgiving person, to forgive people, don't ever condition your forgiveness on other people. Forgiveness, it is your own action. It's not his. And I mean by that, some people said, I'll forgive him if he changed. I'll forgive my husband if he changed. I'll forgive my wife if she changed. That's not forgive. If she changed, khalas, there's no point for me to forgive. It's too late. Don't condition your forgiving on somebody else. Forgiving, it is your own attitude. It is your own attitude. If you need to learn, don't be trapped into that shaitan's trap. Also, forgetting is a blessing. Not everybody can forget. But try not to remind yourself of those people's problems, or mistakes, or insults, or the bad thing that they did. Don't hold into it. Let's say you have a problem with your spouse and you find your spouse cheating, for example. Don't hold into the emails, to the pictures, to the things that remind you of that. Don't hold into these memories. Try to forget it. Try to connect, to basically make a rapport between the person with a new positive thinking. Don't make that rapport between that person with the negative thinking. Change that. Connect that person to something better. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the talaq, when divorced, that's a negative thing. That hurts. He said, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ Don't forget about the good things happened to you between both of you. Remember, don't make the last taste between you and your divorce and your ex is that nasty fight in the divorce if it ever happened. Connect you and her to something good happened to your life. Maybe the first month of your life. Make that report to something good and positive. One of the things that it will help you to be a forgiving person, open up to the person. If you, somebody hurt you, tell them. And that will help you to forgive. Somebody sometimes says, Sheikh Ali, forgive, but he didn't get the point. No, go ahead and tell him, her, that you have done this and this really wasn't good. Open up. Don't hold it. Don't swallow your anger. No. Tell them in a nice way, express your feeling to the person, then after that, let it go. Also, let your pride and ego go. So many times this is an ego issue. I'm not forgiving somebody because it's an ego issue. You know what? Let your ego go. There is better things to gain than ego. There is the better thing you will gain in Jannah better than your pride. People think that forgiveness is a weakness, but wallahi it's not. As I said, forgiveness is a strength. It is a strength. Also, people confuse between forgiveness and hold people accountable for their action. So many people will not willing to forgive because they forgive. He's not accountability, Sheikh. Where is accountability? He should be held accountable. No, as I said, if somebody did something wrong, explain to him his mistakes, her mistakes. Then after that you forgive. That's why even Allah's forgiveness, it is when tawbah, when change happened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala najalna wa yakum min al-muffaqeen. اللهم إني أسألك أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن ترحمنا وأن تعفو عنا وأن تستر عيوبنا يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. آت نفوسنا تقواها، أنت وليها ومولاها، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. أنزل رحمتك وبركتك على أهل هذا المسجد وأهل هذا الجمع يا حي يا قيوم. اجعلنا متحابين متعاونين متناصرين نافعين مباركين، نحن وأولادنا وبناتنا وذرياتنا وأهلينا وقربتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، أخص منهم عبادك في سورية هذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أوقف الدماء، اللهم أوقف الدماء، اللهم أنزل الأمن والأمان على بلاد الشام يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تعجل بفرجك، اللهم عجل بفرجك، اللهم عجل بفرجك، اللهم عجل برحمة من عندك تحفظ بها دماء المستضعفين وتحمي بها الأطفال والنساء والشيوخ والمرضى يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم هم عبادك، اللهم هم عبادك، اللهم هم عبادك، فارحمهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، واجعل دائرة السوء على الظالمين المعتدين يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تحسن ختامنا وأن تغفر ذنوبنا وأن ترينا خيرا في أمورنا كلها يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصل اللهم على محمد وآله وصحبه، وقوم للصلاة يرحمكم الله.
Straighten the line and come closer to one another. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. Allah